For CJLO News, I'm Hadassah Alencar. Montreal is facing an unprecedented economic crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The chairman of Montreal's executive committee, Benoit Doré, said they didn't know how much the crisis has cost the city so far, or how much it will cost. The conference was to present Montreal's audited financial report for 2019. Doré acknowledged the 2020 financial report will diverge dramatically from last year's report. The city recorded a $950 million surplus in 2019, an increase of just over $38 million from the 2018 surplus. In other news, Ottawa announced military assistance from the Canadian Rangers has been sent to help remote communities in Quebec's Basse-Côte-Nord region with the coronavirus. A spokesperson for the Canadian Rangers said they have not yet been assigned the communities they will aid. Communities in the vast remote area of Basse-Côte-Nord region have been affected by the virus but are seeing a decrease in cases. The Innu community, the Ouachat-Mekmeni Uutanam Innu Nation, has reported 8 confirmed cases of COVID-19, while another, the Pessamit Innu Nation, has 1 confirmed case. The Nurashquan has 1 confirmed case, but reports the person has recovered. Montreal's Commission for Youth Rights says the fines given to homeless individuals in order to enforce quarantine guidelines are discriminatory. The Canadian Press published that several tickets with fines totaling just over $1,500 were issued to youth that lived on the street for violating public health instructions. The commission has asked police to take into account different people's living situations and to consider the impact these fines have on vulnerable peoples during the pandemic. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.